97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm so excited, Johanna Kramer. You are across the table from me, and girlfriend, it has been a long time since you went into hiding to write this cookbook. Well, it's not a cookbook. This food lover's guide.
Yes, it is.
Lady, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So, Johanna is the proud parent of The Food Lover's Guide to Raleigh-Durham and Chapel Hill, the best restaurants, markets, and local culinary offerings. It is just out. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. How did it feel birthing this baby?
Wow. It was probably every much of 9 months of a regular pregnancy putting that book together. And it was the most beautiful thing in the world when it was finally done. It really took it took about that long. By the time you write it and edit it and it goes into production, I think when it finally came out on the stands, it had been exactly 1 year.
You don't put this out through college.
No.
You don't have to buy new clothes every year. All right. So it had to be just a really arduous process to figure out what fit and what didn't fit. And, I mean, you probably had to leave out some things that you didn't want to leave out. And
it was very tough. I was so incredibly fortunate for people like Andrea Weigel, the food writer for the News and Observer, and Greg Cox, the restaurant reviewer for the News and Observer. Both of them really helped me fine-tune my list of restaurants at the very beginning so that I had a good start, and then I could add and delete as I went along. Mm-hmm. And honestly, to get every restaurant in there, it could have taken me 2 years to write. So yes, there are some things missing, but I think what is in there are the most important.
Well, did you at any point say after it was too late, go, oh my God, how could I have forgotten that?
Yes.
Well, maybe this is all for the second book, right?
Yes, exactly. This is the first edition, and I already keep notes on what could be continued on into a second edition.
Uh-huh. So you started with this list. My chair's squeaking here. You started with this list. Is it safe to assume that you visited every single one of these places again?
I have been to pretty much every one of these restaurants, or every one of the restaurants in the book at least once over many years. Mm-hmm. Having gotten back to them since I wrote the book, no way.
No, of course not.
Not possible. But It was just great fun. And, well, yeah, the restaurants are amazing in there.
How did you get the chefs agree to share recipes?
Well, I'm so fortunate in that I already worked in the sort of restaurant industry, doing business development for Edible Piedmont, promoting restaurant events, and putting on my own food events. Mm-hmm. Throughout the Triangle, I knew so many chefs already, and so they were very accommodating. I mean, I really just had to shoot out an email or place a phone call, text, and say, hey, do you want to put a recipe in the book? And they were, yes, absolutely.
Your Rolodex may be the yummiest one in the Piedmont.
It really is. I mean, I can just eat by looking through my Rolodex.
And yet you remain so slender.
It was really funny. I ate so much writing the book. I probably put on 15 pounds at least. And then I went into editing. And then I was just exhausted. I had postpartum depression. And then you just stop eating for a little while.
So how did you start with, I mean, tell us a little bit the process. Did you just say, well, all right, first I'm going to concentrate on Raleigh. And then or did you jump around and...
I started with a list of, I just sat down and started writing down restaurants that I knew, starting with Durham because I was so familiar with Durham, mm-hmm. and then moving on to Chapel Hill, Raleigh, not necessarily Chapel Hill over Raleigh, Raleigh over Chapel Hill. It was just, oh, I know that restaurant, this restaurant, and I would put them into categories, and then I combined everything into one list, and then I just started research. And I started looking at all the various Convention and Visitors Bureau sites,
right.
Looking at the restaurants they have listed, and Durham, their Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Are they awesome?
They are. Sam Poley is the man. He is
the man.
If I could swear on air, I would be. He is the
awesomest.
Yes, he is the most awesomest.
How about the freaking awesomest?
That's a good way to put it. He is the freaking awesomest.
Sam was in here a couple of weeks ago, and we always have a good time. And,
yes,
he is. I mean, he's a big food lover. So,
with good reason.
Yeah, with good reason.
I mean, he's an awesome chef too.
Have any of these places closed since you read about them?
Fascinatingly enough, no.
No. Well, that's a real testament.
It is a true testament to the fabulous chefs and institutions that are here within the Triangle for food.
Well, it's not going to be too long before we have to go to break, but how did this project come about? How did you get approached?
I got approached randomly on a Sunday afternoon. My fiancé and I were sitting outside at a restaurant in Wilmington, and I looked at my phone, and I had an email from the publisher saying, we have this project. Your name was given to us to contact. Can you call us, like, right now? Sunday afternoon at 2.
Uh-huh.
So I did talk to her for a little while, had a contract on Monday the next day, and had signed it and sent it back on the Tuesday and started.
What was the restaurant in Wilmington?
We were at the Front Street Brewery, because if anybody knows me, they know I like my beer.
Yeah.
So there I was.
That sounds good. And that was back, when was that? So it was...
That was at the end of August, beginning of September of 2011.
So you're right
about,
about
1 year.
Yeah.
Yes.
And did you celebrate right then and there?
I think I sat there in shock. I think I downed a beer. And then I said, let's celebrate.
That wasn't the celebration part.
That, right.
Downing the beer was not the
No, the next one was.
So, did you just sort of designate time to say, well, you know what, I'm asking a question that's going to require a fairly long answer, so I'll wait for that for the second segment. Right now, tell me where you can buy the book.
Right now, you can buy it from me. If you see me out, I have them in the back of my car, or you can go to all the local independent bookstores, or Barnes & Noble, or find it online at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, everything.
Southern Season, yes. And you've got a boatload of book signings. So you've already been places book signing.
Yes.
You've got some book signings coming up.
Exactly.
That we'll talk about when we come back. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am around the table today with Johanna Kramer, and we're talking about Food Lover's Guide to Raleigh-Durham and Chapel Hill. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Love your chapters.
Thank you.
Let's chunk through them.
All right.
Food organizations.
Yes. We've got a lot of food organizations in here, including things like Animal Welfare Approved, Carolina Farm Stewardship Association, of course, Chop NC, North Carolina Brewers Guild, NC Choices. Well, the list goes on.
It goes on, and it is fun. And then keeping up with the local food news. Now, a lot of people say to me, well, how do you ever know when anything's happening? Well, this is how.
Exactly. And this this section lists the various blogs through the newspapers as well as the local bloggers.
It does, and it's got city magazines. It's got, look at all those blogs.
All the local magazines, the blogs, right. And it's just endless. I mean, it's a wealth of information put into a little small book that you can just keep in your car.
Here, I know. I've been having mine in my car. Events and festivals. Now, I have to say, I did not know there was a Krispy Kreme challenge. My goodness.
It's right up there with the Dough Man. They're both awesome and amazing.
Is there really, is it really true that there is a cheeseburger with Krispy Kreme?
Yes.
That's a Paula Deen thing?
It's at the fair, and the state fair is coming up. You can get the, yes, you absolutely.
Now, I love Krispy Kreme bread pudding.
That is excellent.
I mean, I happen to love Krispy Kremes. We grew up coming back from Yadkinville visiting where my parents grew up, visiting, and we would always stop in Winston-Salem and see if the red light was on. the red light gives a whole different meaning to getting something hot. Because
yes, exactly. It's steaming.
What it means is you're getting hot Krispy Kremes. But this goes by month, and it has everything you could. Pittsburgh Pepper Festival is about to happen.
October 14th, yes, in Briar Chapel. Tickets are on sale now. And then right after that, and both of these are, like, don't miss these food events, Pepper Festival and then Terravita right after that on November 3rd.
I'm glad she moved that from September.
Yes.
Because it moved last year, didn't it, a little bit
I think it
further.
Moved last year, but it just made it there was always so much going on in the fall, so I think she picked a great time where things just start to slow down, and then bam, you're so excited about yet another food festival. And really, between the Pepper Festival, Terravita, and Farm to Fork, those are your three top food festivals. They really are.
And then you go right into food trucks.
Right into food trucks. Can't miss that. And I mean, wow.
Did you ever think we would have this healthy a food truck environment?
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, we've got Lomo, which unfortunately is not in the book because it came out after I had finished the food truck section. But I mean, that's essentially a farmer's market on wheels. And then you have Triangle Raw Foods.
Right.
And they both sell out of their truck as well as provide a delivery service to the surrounding area, both the Triangle, Wilmington, and Greensboro. I'm actually going to a tasting for them tonight.
Are you really?
I am. I'm very excited.
Ooh,
it's at Bean Traders, and I get to try a little bit of everything from Triangle Raw Food.
Well, I was not so long ago at the cookery for their grand opening of their
Wasn't
their
that great?
I didn't see you there.
I missed you. I know.
I was there like early in the day.
Yeah, we were standing in line at the get-go.
I saw how long the lines were at the food trucks. And I decided that I would stand in line for Frank Stasio's sausage.
Oh, yes.
So that's why I was inside, admiring the space and standing in line for Italian sausage.
Right.
But what a beautiful space.
It's gorgeous.
And there was a ton of food trucks. I've been thinking about, like, if I had my own food truck— I think a deviled egg food truck would work. I know, never mind. It's got a lot of overhead.
Right.
All right, so you've got your food trucks.
You've got your different sections, so you've got, you know, if you're not necessarily a home cook and you want to learn, then there is a section on learning to cook or learn to cook, which lists the cooking schools in the area.
Yep.
And then there's, of course, the food tours. So if you want to get a little bit of everything an area has to offer, you can jump on a food tour and go to several different restaurants in one day.
Well, then you go right into one of my favorite road trips. So what was your criteria?
My road trip criteria for that particular section was essentially it needed to be within about an hour and a half's drive. So I included things like On the Square, which is in Tarboro, about an hour and a half away. And then Elliot's on Linden and Elliot's Provision Company, which is in Pinehurst.
Yeah.
And then my favorite, which is Kinston, North Carolina, because you get to do beer and food in one trip, and that's Mother Earth Brewing Company and Chef and the Farmer. And although this other restaurant is not listed as a food, like a road trip, Little Hen in Holly Springs might be considered a road trip for some people. It's only
For
me, it's 45 minutes away, but that doesn't stop me from going there once or twice a week. I am enamored.
Well, tell me what's the appeal.
The appeal is, one, both the ambiance and environment. It's just very inviting. The owners, Don and Regan, Don runs front of house, Regan is the chef, are just passionate about what they do, and they source everything locally. They list all their farmers. I've met some of their farmers.
Uh-huh.
And their farmers praise them because every time the farmers drop something off, Regan feeds them. And feeds them at probably what would be a price point of more than he paid for their vegetables or meats, but he really takes care of his farmers. There's just a family environment there. And the food is just ridiculous. It's
so
good.
And yeah. you go, what, a couple times?
I'm going tomorrow.
I've already told her. I said, next time she decides to do that, to call me, and I'll come meet her, and we'll take, I'll help you with that road trip.
All those road trips are great, because Chef and the Farmer, I just ate there yesterday, and it was amazing.
Well, we have to go to break. We'll be back in a second. I'm talking with Joanna Kramer, author of Food Lover's Guide to Raleigh-Durham and Chapel Hill. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I'm sitting around my table with Joanna Kramer, and we're talking about the Food Lover's Guide to Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. And I was sort of putting you on the spot saying, tell me some of your favorite places. And if we could get up and go to lunch right now, where would we go?
Well, gosh, considering we are in Chapel Hill, I personally just came back from eating at the Pig.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
I love Sam.
Love it, but
he's got like a pork belly sandwich that I am in love with.
Oh, gosh, who doesn't love his pork belly?
Sam. It didn't sound like that. We didn't really mean it to sound like that.
But, I mean, I love Chapel Hill because you can go to Vimala Curry Blossom, Neil's Deli, Sage, The Pig. If I'm in Durham, I absolutely adore Toast or Scratch. G2B Gastro Pub.
Yeah.
Raleigh, I mean, I am forever jumping back and forth between eating lunch at Market and then grabbing dessert and chocolate from Eskazoo Chocolates next door. And Centro out on right in downtown Raleigh. Unbelievable Mexican food. There's so many.
You have a jillion miles on your car, don't you?
I really do. I mean, I must go through a tank of gas every other day.
So, ethnic restaurants.
Oh, so many.
My personal favorite, I mean, I love Indian. And Vimala's is one of my favorites. Thai.
I love Thai food. I guess I'm trying to think of where my absolute favorite Thai place is, and I would probably
see Jujubee is one of my favorites. It's just more Asian than Thai. Thai Palace is around the corner from my house. I'm there regularly. I happen to love Ray. He's adorable. I love his family.
Oh, and it's just such good food.
It's wonderful. I mean,
I really just don't have a favorite Thai restaurant here. I love Thai food, so It just depends on whatever area I'm in. I'm going to jump into the closest Thai restaurant, and I'll do that once or twice a week.
Burgers?
Ooh. G2B.
Really?
Yes. I mean, that burger
is... pretty close to Only Burger, aren't they?
Very close, just down the street.
Ooh.
And you know... Only Burger's got a great burger. It's just a completely different experience. You've got your sort of traditional, old-school burger with Only Burger, and then you're going to go a little bit more gourmet going into G2B. So both are excellent, just provide a different experience.
Well.
But G2B.
Sounds good. I was at your book launch party at G2B the other night, and I regret that I didn't eat anything. Running kind of crazy, and I had to go meet my parents for dinner, and so I didn't eat anything. But probably I should have, huh?
Definitely.
Now, G2B is in Sam Poli's old restaurant space.
Exactly. It's where Starlou used to be.
Yes, it is.
And so it's on that back side of the building right by the Wells Fargo at Shannon and University.
University.
Yes.
And right around the corner from Neo China.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you put a ton of miles on your car driving from Raleigh to Cary to
Chapel Hill to Kinston.
Is there anything in Pittsburgh?
Oh my gosh, there is so much in Pittsburgh. Angelina's Kitchen. Sourcing locally. And then of course also in that area you can drive on up to Saxbaha General Store and the Eddie Pub.
I love them.
You know
my love affair with them.
They're fantastic.
They are.
And they're in the book too. So
Hillsboro,
you can't go to Hillsboro and not go to the Hillsboro Barbecue Company. Antonia's, the new little Italian restaurant that's there. And then of course Panciuto. I mean, you cannot go to Hillsboro.
You can't
not go to Panciuto.
Really,
Aaron does a great job.
I just flipped the book open and it landed on G2B on one side and Gregoria's Kitchen.
Oh, the Cuban restaurant.
Talk to me about that. Would I like that?
You would love it. It is actually housed in this, it's in a tiny little house right by Foursquare in Durham. And it's this wonderful woman making very authentic Cuban dishes. And there is not anybody I have spoken to that has been there to eat that has not walked out smiling. With just a feeling of warmth and homecoming.
So my birthday's coming up. And I need my sister from New York City is coming into town, and she wants to take me out to dinner, and she's told me to pick the place. And I'm trying to decide to pick somewhere I've gone before that's one of my favorites or somewhere brand new. What do you think?
I mean, I'm always a huge fan of Vin Rouge in Durham.
You know, I just... Vin Rouge was not... when I sent her a little list, Nana's was on it.
Oh, and, yes.
But Vin Rouge, that's a good idea.
It's just so comforting to go there. And I mean, their bar is very small and quaint, and I'd love to sit up there.
See, every time we end up, when she comes, we end up at Lantern.
Oh, well, you can't go wrong there either.
There's nothing wrong with that. Because we love that bar so much.
It's so great. Everybody asks me all the time, what's your favorite restaurant? I'm like, I can't possibly answer that. I just don't have one. I really don't.
No, you can't.
It just depends on what I'm in the mood for.
How would you ever do that? Well, our time's up. How did that even happen? I wish we need hours.
You can talk for food for hours.
For hours. Oh, we need wine.
Well, just go get the book. You can go to my website, johannacramer.com, or find me on Facebook under Durham Foodie.
Or find her at one of these restaurants. Tap her on the shoulder. She's got books in her car. She'll sell it to you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Joanna. Will you come back?
Always.
You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.